little red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Dareth, and she's one of the dopest females that I know. I mean, like, that's the reason why I got on the show. But at the end of the day, you got muscles.
It's under there.
She got a little bit of muscles. Bust you in your head. You stop playing. But at the end of the day, you know, we have fun, man. You know what we do on my show. It's all about perspective, trending topics, and relationships. How was your day?
My day was great. How was yours?
My day was awesome.
It's hectic, but it's
it was hectic for the last, I guess, 20 minutes because this damn dog keep coming out
the door. Nah, it's not even just the dog, bro. I done forgot my phone in the Uber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you forgot your phone in the Uber, you have suffered.
Like I got it back. I got it back, but I had that was hectic as fuck.
That's crazy, yeah. But we got it back, and I feel better now. I feel like I ain't caused nothing.
Cause
it
wasn't good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. Haven't seen
been
you
in a minute.
Haven't seen you in a minute. Years.
Last time I saw you was the Ocean 8 across the street over there.
Okay. Yeah, you're
was
right.
Was it
that? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, a picture. The picture. You sent me a picture.
Yes, I sent you a picture of yourself.
I was like,
you should check
you.
It out. Yeah,
I
you
did.
You was looking great, and you still look great.
Thank you. The ones getting at me.
You feel me? Have you heard the news that just came out about the aliens?
Yes, I heard that it was about
okay,
the aliens.
Well, I think everybody need to stand to the side right now because it's about to happen.
Man, the fucking world's coming to... That's not even it. You heard they talking about how the... First, they talking about the Atlantic Ocean is going to collapse. Could collapse by next... not the ocean itself.
You're
but
talking
the
about
current.
New York City...
The sea levels are already rising. Right. Mm-hmm. And if this current collapse, like the system that this current has, basically what they're saying is like there's a current that brings the warm water north,
okay,
cold water south. Okay. And there's a system that's happening and it's been slowing. Mm-hmm. It's been slowing up.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying eventually it's
they
say
as soon as 2025 the shit could collapse. And if the shit collapses, we in trouble. First of all, New York City.
I think you're talking about the icebergs or something like that.
No. That's another part of it too. Because remember, climate change, they're melting. Most of the icebergs are melting.
That'd be crazy.
That's also what's causing the sea levels to rise.
Now, what would you do if you saw alien shit?
What can you fucking do?
I'm running.
What can you do? I might pass out. I ain't gonna front.
Like, why would you pass out? You got you gonna
what
say
the, what is that?
Fight or flight.
I freeze.
Okay, fight, flight, or freeze.
There's some people that freeze. They don't fight or flight, but they freeze. And in that situation, I might actually freeze.
Nah, you can't freeze up when you see an alien. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what they came for. Now,
okay, because the thing is whether I run or not, they're going to catch me, right?
There's people out there that are saying that the aliens are now coming for what they've always wanted to come for. And they're basically our creators.
Oh, shit.
That's what they're saying. And they're also saying that, like, if you've ever seen, it's not even they're saying, if you've ever seen a volcano,
okay,
and in certain circumstances, you'll notice that there will be UFOs flying around a volcano. Like, Google UFOs and volcanoes. Google UFOs and volcanoes. Once you Google that, you'll see.
I'm trying to stay off the fucking internet these days, man. This shit'll drive you nuts.
Nah, it won't. I mean,
I go down too many rabbit holes, and I'm up way too late at night researching shit.
Nah, you gotta Google. You gotta Google UFOs and volcanoes, and you'll see there's a lot of lights and stuff flying around and all of that, and it's crazy. And yeah, they coming for you. Not me. I'll be chilling.
Why they not coming for you? Why they coming for you?
I don't know. They ain't coming for me. They ain't coming for me. I'm gonna let you know right now. They coming for everybody else but me. Dudes are crazy. When we think of aliens, the first thing we think of is what alien pussy might feel like.
Are you serious? Nah, yeah, y'all disturbed. Well, you're conned. You're kind of that's disturbed. That's not what the fuck I was thinking. That's not the first. That's, you know, it's the first thing that when I think about aliens, I think about Men in Black and how I should have paid closer attention
to
what they was doing in that movie.
I'm not gonna say that it's the first thing that we think about.
What alien? But you know,
no, that's not the first thing that we think about.
That's a real like that's curious as fuck.
Is it warm?
Is it warm?
Sticky.
What if they don't have coochies? What if they have like? What if they like octopuses?
What, they got like tentacles
or
something?
The whatever they suction.
That ain't gonna feel right. Then
aliens. Like, wherever they be releasing that black stuff from, what if they got that?
Well, I guess aliens are lesbians. I don't know, but I'm just saying, though.
You think aliens have genders?
Of course they do.
You think they have sexes?
Of course. No, they don't. They wouldn't, because that's what we created. But what I'm saying is they do have some form of procreation.
Yeah, how do they create each other? Ooh, you know what? I watched a show. That's my show. American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And they actually have a season on something like that. Like aliens. Or it comes in at the end or something. Yeah, but the shit is... Yeah. You should watch that.
Yeah, I look, man. And the History Channel got something called UFO Mysteries.
I'm not watching that shit, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I see enough scary shit on the daily.
Yeah, but back in the days, we used to talk about how different people from different places, like, our boys used to be like, yo, Chinese pussy is sideways. That's wrong to say. I know that's wrong to say. That's, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm not here to judge whether it's right or wrong, but
we used to say stupid stuff.
It definitely took me aback a little bit.
We used to say stupid shit back in the days.
Sideways?
Yeah.
How was it?
I don't know, but we used to say stupid shit back in the days. But then now, you know, the stupid shit still stay with us. How and what does alien pussy feel like? I don't know.
Which friends were you talking about this day? No, I'm really curious.
That was a thing back in the days. You're not old enough to understand that.
Oh, now he's talking about my age. Understand.
No, right, I'm just saying.
Sidebar, guys, since he brought it up.
Nah, you don't have to talk about age. I'm about to be 42.
Shut up.
I'm about to be 42 next week.
I'm 26.
Well, yep.
Tell him how we met.
Tell him how we met. I used to help you with your homework.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Didn't. I used to help you with your homework.
No, you did not. He used to put me out the library, y'all. He used to
help you with your homework.
And my friends, my little friends at the time.
I used to help you
with your
homework.
We used to be in there, all of us crowded around one computer. That's when YouTube was like popping. All we had was YouTube at that time. That was what, 2011, 2010? Yeah, that was like 2010, 2011. And me and all my friends would be crowded around the computer, my little library friends, and we would be watching stupid-ass Scary Maze videos, fuck around and laugh too hard and get kicked out. And guess who put us out? And he was all too happy to do it, too. He's like, all right, it's the last time I told y'all, it's time for y'all to go.
Telling stories right now.
You're right, it's a true story.
It's security's job, not mine.
You was not security, but you definitely did still put us out, though. And we,
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember that.
We like, all right, we leaving.
I don't remember that. I honestly don't remember that. I have no idea.
I remember.
I do not remember that. And we was talking about...
He was cool as fuck, though. Like, you know, you always got that one staff that's just like cool as fuck. That was him. But he still put your ass out. Don't get it twisted.
I do not remember this.
Don't get it twisted.
I don't remember. You get people looking at you drinking.
Yeah, well, you did say 40
something. Start telling lies and stories.
Not anybody telling lies.
Anyway.
Which camera should I look in? This one or that one?
That one.
That one
that's
at
the
you?
Main camera. And both of them is the main. That one's the main camera.
And they both can see us?
That one's looking dead at you.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
That's the main camera. So anyway, on the topic we was talking about, because you're winning, talking about personal shit.
Shady. I had to give him a little introduction how we know each other.
All right, well, you ain't got to do all that.
But that's my bro. That's a fact. That's somebody you definitely need in your corner.
Nah, they don't need me in their corner. They need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
Nah, but anyway, we was on a certain subject. And we talking about dudes.
Alien pussy.
All right, but we ain't talking about alien pussy no more. But at the end of the day, women, or a lot of women, think that dudes will smash anything.
They do.
Why do you think that?
Because there's a lot of people out here with kids that, yeah, they will. They do.
That's not an answer. Why do you think that dudes will smash anything? Like, what would be the reason?
Well, not all dudes. Obviously, we're not going to talk about all dudes, not all men. Mm-hmm. I do find that some, like, a majority, a lot, and it's women too, but people can't resist temptation.
That's what it is. So it's temptation.
you can't resist the temptation. It's just like it's right there in your face. It's, or the opportunity is there. And men are good at seizing opportunities. That's for sure.
Men are good at seizing opportunities. Yes, they are. And that's the reason why we seize the opportunity.
And that's why y'all be fucking anything.
Nah, I don't know. Cause like
after I feel like every dude got one kill that they not proud of.
Oh, yeah. It was one night I was coming from a party. And I was walking down the street. I shouldn't be telling you this. And I was walking down the street. I shouldn't be telling y'all this. Stop. I was walking down the street, and I had a bottle of Bacardi in my hand. Literally, I just got out of my cousin's car.
You had a knife.
Yeah. Bottle of Bacardi. And you know, y'all know I don't drink like that. So I'm walking down the street, the bottle of Bacardi, doing my thing. And I ran into this girl. It was like, yo, this is a crazy story, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, this is a crazy story. So, I really wanted to smash something that night. I wanted to go. And I was young. I was young. You know, I was like 20 something. I really wanted to smash something that night. And I went to the store. And I was so hungry, though. And when I got to the store, I had like $4.50. And that's how much a sandwich. $4.50. And that's how much a sandwich cost at the time. It was $4.50 or $5.50. One of those. It was a Hero. And
I mean, one of them shit used to cost $3.
Yeah, it was like $4.50.
$3 was a lot.
Yeah, and I went to the store. I see this girl. She's standing in the front. Oh, she looked terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah. She was looking, but I don't know. I was drunk.
Did you know her?
Nah.
Did you know of her? Like,
I didn't know her like that, but I'm going to tell you what happened. So this is what happened now. She's like, what you got for me? I was like, nothing, I'm hungry.
What you got for me?
I was like, yo, I'm hungry.
What you got for me is crazy.
She said, I'm hungry. Long story short, she ended up in the crib. But at $4.50.
For that $4.50? Yo, you sure she wasn't a crackhead?
Now, like, here's the thing, she wasn't. She weighed too much to be a crackhead. I don't know what she was.
She weighed too much to be a crackhead? You see, Fleeky. Fleeky wasn't skinny. Just like that. Fleeky lost weight over time. Thick-ass crackhead.
Who's Fleeky? Damn,
Fleek, come on. You know Fleek. I think she's from, like, the Bronx or Manhattan or some shit. I be seeing videos of her, but I ain't gonna front. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite internet crackhead, Fleeky. Shout out to you, Fleeky. I hope you get clean and do better.
But I look
you
up
got
Fleeky.
A hell of a personality, girl.
I look up Fleeky.
You don't be hearing the dude be in a video be like, yo, yeah, Fleek. Yeah, Fleek. Yeah, she be... Yo, she be gang. Yo. No, I've been seeing her on the internet for years, maybe since 2014, 2015. Niggas watched her, the progression of her addiction on the internet. That shit was crazy. Because she was thick as fuck when she first like appeared, and then she just lost weight. She's still low key thick though. Low key, she's like skinny still. She lost her tooth and shit. Oh,
Fleeky, what happened, Fleeky? Nah, we gotta look her up.
I just told she addicted to.
Yeah, I don't. But how come I ain't never hear this person?
Maybe our algorithms are different.
Oh, we got you got cracking algorithms. I don't know.
I got some ratchet shit on my algorithm. Like they be feeding me some ratchet shit, and I watch it. Thank you.
You on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with my good friend Dareth, and she's trying to turn me into an alcoholic overnight.
Off some Moet,
because you know I don't be drinking.
Come on, this is our first. This is my first time on a video podcast. Mm-hmm. My first time on his show. I figured that some Moet is
bring me a little something.
It's
you know
the occasion.
That's so, what's up. That's Moet from 1982.
More like 2021.
Okay. Same thing. It tastes
whenever
the same.
My 25th birthday was, because that's what I'm working for and I never used it.
You was lit. So I got a couple of questions for you, relationship questions for you. Somebody submitted a question to my inbox when I shared your flyer. They said, you know what, I want to ask her a question. I said, okay,
is this somebody
ask
I know?
A question. No.
Okay.
Nobody. Well, I wouldn't know, actually. I wouldn't know if it's somebody you know. But somebody asked a question. I don't think it is, though. With somebody, because it's just somebody that I know, but they asked the question. And they said, is flirting cheating?
Yes.
Why?
Because don't fucking play with me.
That's not an answer. That is a New York girl's answer, because don't fucking play with me. You can't, no.
Cheating is, I mean, flirting is cheating. Mm-hmm. Well, you appealing to somebody. Mm-hmm. You're trying to be cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're cheating.
You're appealing to somebody.
Let me explain something. Don't do to me what you wouldn't want me to do. It's like, it's so simple. It's a golden rule. If you don't want me flirting with somebody, you don't flirt with somebody. Mm. And it's just that simple. Mm.
Well, they say that everybody flirts.
No. I mean, when you're not in a relationship or if you're not committed to somebody, yeah, you're going to flirt.
But they say everybody flirts regardless. If you're not in... Well, I know it's, that I know that a lot of people do flirt when they're in relationships, especially they got something called the work wife work husband.
All right, so
now you're at work and you're flirting with this person, and it's not even, and sometimes it's innocent.
I don't have a work husband. Because I feel nobody, like that work husband, because, work wife shit is the city workers. Like, no, NTA workers, postal workers.
I get what you're saying.
Like, right. In my office, nobody, no.
We don't do that.
We don't do that
in my job.
We don't got no work, no. If you marry, you marry. You marry, marry. Like, on some real shit. Yeah, not that bullshit.
But they have that, though. That does exist.
Yeah, but that shit is for, like, correction officers and fucking... No, yeah, but that's, some but jobs where y'all literally just...
Everybody don't live in New York.
Well, in New York...
That's what it is.
When you a frontline worker, and I'm not trying to throw shade, because that was me. I had a work husband, but when I had a work husband, it was a frontline job.
What is a work husband?
Like, we going through shit together.
What is a work husband?
A work husband is a guy, in my opinion, a work husband is a guy that you get along with, like, really well at work. Mm-hmm. They look out for you. You look out for him.
You're missing one key element.
We're not fucking on the job, if that's what you're saying.
No, we're not gonna do that. No, listen. The one key element that you're missing is that everybody thinks that you're fucking. That's what makes that person your work husband. Boom. That is what makes
that's true though. It's true. People will think y'all together. Actually, you're right. Your work husband is the person that everybody think you're fucking at work.
But that you're not.
Y'all not. But y'all just look like y'all got that chemistry that y'all would be doing something like
your
that.
Your work wife.
But you're not.
Yeah, but yeah. That's what
y'all just have good chemistry.
That's what happens on the job.
And people like want to see you together because you have good
chemistry. Also, we're going to add a little bit more to that. We're going to add some more to that.
Okay, what more can you add to that?
You can potentially... mess with this person.
Nah, work husband's usually
potentially bad girlfriend. No. Potentially.
My work husband had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And one of my other work husbands was gay.
Then that can't be your work husband. That's your work wife. I'm just saying though.
They're not transgender. They identify as a man. They just date other men.
You took the sexual harassment training because I don't know too much.
Okay. It's not about the training. It's just like if they identify as a woman, then yes, that's your work wife. Hmm. But they identify as a man, that's my work husband.
Identify as a
man. Hmm.
What else can you identify as these days? I don't know.
Baby, you can identify as any goddamn thing you want.
You want to now.
If I say right now I identify as a stripper, I'm a stripper.
No, but then you can identify as something other than, because, okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But you, a man, woman, a different species. Like, can you identify as a...
identify as a...
a baby.
That's weird.
Some people identify as a baby. They've been doing that since back in the day. Niggas been dressing up with Pampers and all that since back in the day.
But yes, that's your work husband. Your work husband is the person that everybody thinks you're fucking, but you're not fucking.
Right. And that's...
Y'all just look like... Y'all have that chemistry that's like, I wonder what they doing outside of work.
Now, let me tell you something, right? I was looking at something today, and it said... every girl likes girls.
That's not true. Like, she sexually? Said
that's not true. Maybe not. You just find other girls attractive. See how you had to think about it? Because I know this is true. And I'm going to tell you why I know this is true.
Like, we find them attractive enough to sleep with them?
Maybe, maybe not. You're just looking at them like, oh, she looks good. Like,
yeah, that's where jealousy comes from.
Okay, I don't know, because I feel like
envious behavior and all that shit. Yeah, they look at you and they say, oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, but what about you, though?
Me?
Yeah, because you saying
they I'm look a girl's at you. Girl. Yes, okay. I'm a gal's gal.
So what, is like, that, what does that mean?
I could be around women and find fun in it, find like allegiance in it. Like, I'm here for the gal. Like, I used to live for girls versus boys competitions. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm not a feminist. Well, I'm not like a hardcore. Like, I understand what they stand for and everything, but I don't identify mm-hmm. as a feminist. However, yeah, like, I love getting along with other women. Hmm.
Most women don't. A lot of women be on some shit like, some bullshit. Well, you know what? Let me not even say that. Let me say, a lot of women say that they don't get along well with other women.
It's true, right? But what I said was, I like to get along with other women.
Right, but
that's what makes
women,
me a gal's gal.
But what, however, what makes a lot
that
of women,
doesn't mean I get along with
okay,
a lot of women.
But what makes a lot of women not want to get along well with other women?
It's not. I don't know if they want to or they don't want to. I know I want to. I want to get along with other women. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I always do, though, mm-hmm. because you know, it's like a bunch of. Like, people be fighting demons on the regular 24/7, for real. Like, no funny shit. You could come up to a female, and come on, we grew up in Brooklyn, you know how that shit go. You can't be too friendly because the bitch will try to shit on you, like, try to play you. Like, you like, hi, be all nice and friendly, and they be like
yeah, but why not be, but why not be friendly, though? Like, there's nothing.
Because they don't want to fucking be friendly. Like, they don't, maybe you coming on too strong. Like, maybe me could be one. Hi, you know, it's too much for them.
Another maybe woman. How could another woman come on too strong to another woman?
All right.
Just
so
being nice.
In my opinion, it happens with me too. Like, all right. So usually for me, it's the girls that like just be like trying to be a friend way, like, you know, just trying to get too personal too quick for me. Like, hey girl, and just be like, you know, you could tell it's all in the stare and the body language.
No, I can't. I don't know.
You okay? Well, as a female, sometimes you got other females out there that are coming to you and they be like all like, hey girl, how you doing? Just like sizing you up, trying to be your friend, but also sizing you up, and then they think you can't see that shit, I guess. So you just that's where I have that moment where it's just like, I don't, it's just weird. Like,
all right, well, she just taught us something. You taught us a little side thing that we need to know. You gotta watch out for,
guys. Y'all don't know why y'all pick up on that shit.
No, we probably do, but it's just like you saying.
Yeah, just brush that
but
shit
no,
off.
But you saying it's just the way she sizes.
Like a girl will dead come up to you, hey girl, or hey love. Hey, they got
those
introductions
words.
These days. They got, hey, love, hey, what's the other ones? Like, hey, boo. All the girls that be trying to push their services on Instagram, they got them ways that they introduce themselves, but they not.
Oh, okay. You're saying that it's not.
They use
genuine.
The words, but the demeanor and the energy is just
it's
like.
Different.
Yeah.
If you could go back to the time when you lost your virginity.
Oh, God.
Would you do it all over again?
Yeah.
Why?
I would wait. It's a waste of fucking energy.
It's not like that for everybody.
It's a waste of such a precious
time
thing. Like.
But it's not like that for everybody. But if you could go back and like.
The person turned out to be a total virginity. Shithead.
Right, but I think most women lose their virginity to a shithead.
I think most women lose their virginity out of curiosity.
To a shithead.
I'm trying to see what that be like. And it's like, oh, that's what it be like. Nigga, a shithead.
You know one thing, one thing that, you know, I want to get on now that we was on that subject too a little bit is that I remember when I was in high school, not even in high school, in junior high school and high school, a lot of the girls used to brag about having an older boyfriend.
Yeah, you was. And that shit used to bug me out. Because that made you look mature. It made you as the girl look mature, like an older nigga want me.
Right, but niggas was like 39.
Nah, I don't know about that. That's crazy. 39 is crazy. You said when you said they were saying this? At what age in life?
Junior high school and junior high school. Yes, they was like, my boyfriend is 25. My boyfriend is 30.
First of all, they probably lying. They probably don't even know that nigga. He probably like 17.
All dudes was lying.
But if it was 20 something and 30 something, that's probably one of their family members.
Oh my god. That's nasty. Yes. She said it's probably one of their family members.
Cause how the fuck a 39-year-old gonna get away with dating a 13-year-old junior high school?
I'm just saying, listen, a lot of these times back in the day, I remember it was girls bragging about their boyfriends being older. It was 21 when they was 14, and
if you lost your virginity in middle school, you was considered low key a hoe.
Oh yeah.
Facts. When I was in middle school, and if you like this one girl, she, you know, it was a big fucking thing. Like it was the talk of the town.
Word that she looked, that she gave somebody the poutine.
Yes, it was. It really was. Mm-hmm. It really was.
That's sick.
But hey, y'all need times to just change. Keep
the business to yourself and stop.
Well, I don't think nobody. If somebody like blurted it out in front of everybody and embarrassed her about it, I don't remember if that happened, but I do know that it was something that niggas was whispering.
The pressure is on in junior high school and high school, man. Like,
yeah, like niggas knew. And you know what? That's when girls still learn lessons in life. That's when you learn to don't be fast, because these niggas gonna talk about you. And because that's embarrassing. Like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga walking around talking about, yeah, I hit that. In junior high school, can you imagine how humiliating that shit is? You know, do you remember? I don't know if these kids these days experience shit like that, but we did. We did. Like, that shit is humiliating.
I didn't experience that.
Well, I also didn't either, because I ain't fuck nobody in middle school, but I can remember empathizing with her, like, damn, sis, your shit, your business is on Front Street. Like, nigga,
like, what are you talking do? About like, you? Like, like, how did you comfort your friends in junior high school and high school when that happened to them?
Well, that particular girl, we wasn't that close, so it was me no talking about it with her. Like, yeah.
But what would you do?
But everybody has that knowing look. Like, nigga, we know something about you.
So, if you had to go back to high school, what would you do now to consult someone who lost their virginity or had sex with somebody and everybody in the school is bragging about it?
What would I have done if that was one of my friends that happened to?
What would you say to them?
I mean, say to my friend. First, I'd be like, bitch, you really did that? Did you really do that or they lying? Like, but
it depend on who it is that she...
First of all, it's like, I'm sorry, but I am one of those friends that's like, bitch, I told you
so. Well,
I'm
going to tell you what. You see,
I most likely would have tried to warn my friend.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the conversation.
Like, girl, be careful, because he looked like the type to.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you the conversation I'm going to have. The conversation I'm going to have is you ain't supposed to be doing that anyway, because you're too goddamn young.
God, I wouldn't have told my friend that not at that age. Because I'd have been asking questions. How'd it feel? How was it? Hell yeah, what the fuck? Like, you're going to ask questions. That's your friend. You're not going to tell them to do it, but if they do it, the cat is out the bag. Bitch, how was it?
No, I shouldn't be laughing at you.
How, like,
stop it.
No, for real. Like, you're gonna ask. I mean, that's still gonna be your friend. Like, you won't have to wear that shame with your friend if that's your friend.
Dudes, I guess, right? Because
dudes, y'all don't gotta worry about that, because nobody's gonna really
what did they call that? It's the environment that we live in, right? So everybody looks at it like, okay, young dudes losing their virginity, everything is all good.
Well, I do hear a lot of y'all do get molested when y'all lose your virginity. Y'all be losing your virginity, like grown ass women, and
not me. But at the end of the day, I know a lot of young dudes that lost their virginity while they was young. And it was praised.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but with women, or with young girls, not even women, with young.
And it's like, how y'all gonna lose y'all virginity for females not having sex with y'all? Why do we get shamed and y'all get praised for the same fucking act? And if there was no female to fuck you, you wouldn't get praised, and we wouldn't get shamed.
You got a point.
You on the red couch with Burn. You sitting here with Dareth. It's my peoples right here.
AKA D.
AKA D. What does D stand for?
D, Dareth.
I'm just saying.
The first letter?
Dump. She'll dump you.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. She does well in life. Nah. But at the end of the day, you know we're here. We on the red couch. And you know, it's all about perspective. It's all about looking at things from different angles. And we spoke about it a lot. Mm-hmm. Y'all think she turned up?
What's the next question?
Don't worry about the question. Y'all think she turned up? That's the question. Do y'all think she turned up? If you think she turned up, leave something in the comments and let us know if Darren turned up. Because I don't know if y'all think she turned up like I think she turned up. Y'all got to leave something in the comments. Red Couch with Burn. Leave something in the comments. Subscribe while you at it. Stop playing. Are you dating? Online?
No, I don't date online.
Why not? How? And how is that possible to not date online? Because it's 20...
Because there was a world before the internet. Okay. And I think we need to engage in it a little bit more. But I don't date on the internet because I've watched way too many fucking ID Discovery Channel shit. And I just feel like internet dating is just like a perfect gateway, segue into some shit like that. Like, you couldn't really meet a weirdo online. People be fucking lying. And I just feel like I'm not that pressed to meet somebody. So, because I feel like when you online, like that's very intentional. Like, you're actively looking for somebody. And I'm not like actively looking for somebody enough to go online.
So people that do online dating are actively looking, because there's a lot of people that's online that say, I'm not looking for nobody right now, I just want to be friends.
So why the fuck are you on a dating site? Why do you have a profile?
Oh, this is a good question. I don't know. This is sounding like we digging down.
I mean, unless the site, the website is, I mean, but that's what Facebook is for, right? For friends. And then you have the dating sites for people who are looking for companions.
And they have Facebook dating.
That came because niggas was already doing Facebook dating via Facebook Messenger.
Right.
Like, they just made a separate little
thing for it. Capitalized off of it.
Right. Like, they just made they made a separate column, basically. But niggas was already Facebook dating in Messenger or the inbox. So.
Nah, but online dating, though, that's like the thing now. You can't really meet nobody in person anymore.
Yes, you can. Still meet people in person.
When? How?
I don't know. Go places. Go outside. Where? Go to another country. Do something. You should do a passport.
Wait. Okay, so I get what you're saying, though. But you want to be able to eventually marry this person, or...
Well, I don't think meeting them on the internet is...
Yeah, but you talking about go to another country. What you going to do?
Meet them.
So I'm going to go to Sri Lanka and bring me back...
You got to get out there. And the internet, you could meet some... I don't know. I can't speak on the internet because I don't date on the internet. But I meet people who, like, different things that I'm doing. I do, like last week I was in Cali. I do, I was doing some, advocacy stuff. And you network. Okay. You meet different people with the stuff that you do, right? Okay,
so it's networking... Within your...
I didn't meet nobody I wanted to date, but, you know, I met people.
Within your stature. You met somebody within your realms.
Well, I met somebody that's interested in the same shit I am.
Okay, so you can meet somebody within your status out when you're doing something that you love to do. Is that a yes or no question? And when you're out doing what you love to do,
yes.
Can you meet somebody?
Yes. I mean, I spend a lot of time at work. So naturally you meet people at work. You spend time with them.
Would you ever date somebody on a job? Would you ever date a coworker?
It never ends well, bro.
Why?
It never ends well.
Why?
Unless somebody quit. Somebody gotta quit eventually. Mm. If the shit don't work out, somebody gotta quit. And even if y'all stay together, somebody gotta quit.
You always gotta see this person every single day.
I feel like, yeah, like, who? I see you.
Imagine if you date a coworker and the coworker is so messed up to you and you just, and
it was, like, but sometimes what sucks too is like, what if it's like he or she is the boss and you're not.
You know what really sucks? It really sucks depending upon the amount of space that y'all have between each other. Because if you got like...
I see a couple. I used to work somewhere. They had a couple. Mm-hmm. Same office, same agency. They work 10 feet from each other. No, the motherfuckers is together.
Right. No, you can do that because we are the business.
Annoying.
No, but listen, you can do that.
Because she come to work trying to show off on him sometimes.
You can do that. But what I'm trying to ask you is... what I'm trying to say is that... Imagine if you're not together with this person no more. And
will
it
you
depends
break up
on
with them?
Right. The breakup is gonna be crazy. So and it depends on the amount of space that y'all have between.
And it also depends on the maturity level of both of those people. Cause some people, like, if you get enough money, like, you gonna swallow that shit. Like, you gonna act like you didn't even see that person.
I don't know. And to me,
you gonna act like you don't even see. I don't even see you.
Yeah, no, you think that. But if that person is dead in front of your face every day. And then Jawaka team
well,
comes
let's keep
in
it
looking
strictly,
all good.
Let's keep it strictly
Shorty
business.
Coming in looking
if
all
we
good.
Met at work, mm-hmm. then we should already have we'll have established an understanding where like mm-hmm. you bought this job, right? Mm-hmm. Like yeah, the relationship came. It might have made shit a little awkward, a little mm-hmm. funny. Mm-hmm. But nigga, I'm about my paper. Mm-hmm. I'm about my my work that mm-hmm. I'm doing, and I'm not gonna let. Don't be petty. Don't come for me, and I won't send for you. It's just that simple. Like let's focus on the work. It, you know, like I said, if you're touching enough money and you care about what you're doing.
You think it's that easy?
For me, it
to
is.
To be within a close vicinity.
It depends on the job.
With someone
if it's like
that you broke up
I'm leaving.
With.
I'm quitting.
It's what I'm saying. Like, now you got to work at the front window every day at the post office. And you got to stand there with homie that you used
Fuck
to deal with.
I'm
Hold
leaving.
On. And homie, did you dirty, though. He did you dirty.
Filthy.
And you got to stand there with him every day. No.
This you gonna quit? Happen. Quit, nigga, quit. Get up out of there. Quit.
Oh Lord.
Yo, cause now I ain't gonna front. Yo. That be the source. That be the catalyst for wild work beef. They mm-hmm. used to talk and he did her filthy. Mm-hmm. Or she moving funny, like mm-hmm. you know, like that be the source of a lot of work beef. You like, why don't people beef and you not like you just think they just, you know? Mm-hmm. He did her filthy. And now she bitter. And now, as you know, and then you know when it get fucked up. You know, with the craziest situation I seen, he started dating the next shorty on the job.
But this
what
is
now?
What,
that's two shorties but, is beefing. But this and is I'm what, telling but this, you, and this, don't date people on the job. It never works out.
Now, all right. So never what about people that come into your job?
Huh? What you mean come into your job?
What about people that like from the public? Do people from the public come into your job? Like, if you work for a public place or you
I
work...
I do, but... Nah, it don't get to that. It don't reach that. Like, you mean somebody start dating a customer?
Yeah.
Well, nah, I don't work those type of places where
you
we
never
have
know.
Contract.
You might run into... You know the right dude?
Nah.
You might run up to be like, excuse me, can you help me make a copy? You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, wow, look at your paper. I don't know! You might meet somebody crazy. I don't know. That's what happens in the day.
Well, there is no fraternizing with the customers or the clients.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, y'all got rules.
Rule
I'm saying then,
fucking one.
I'm saying then, listen, at the end of the day, dating online is the new thing. It's 2023.
That shit's crazy, bro. You don't hear all the crazy stories that come from dating online? Dating?
Yes, I do, but you watching too much TV.
It's not TV I'm watching. I'm just on the internet.
Isn't it you watching too much TV?
It's on the internet.
You're watching too much TV.
People dating online.
Because they do got Chris Hansen and all of them. He comes in like, hey, it's me. Sit down. Have a seat right there. Have a seat.
They got too many fucking... Mm-hmm. They got too many, like, copycats on the internet when it comes to the dating shit. Mm-hmm. Everybody profile got the same, like, trigger words.
Like what?
Value. Or, okay. Like, they just got... It's just, like, cliche.
Low energy.
high energy, Grand Rising, all that.
Oh, you said Grand Rising. Shit. Oh, hold on. Oh, you on the red couch with Burn, shit. And you're sitting here with Darren, and you got a lot of people that talk about cliche words all the time, and they deny it. Like, oh, I don't use that. Then you got people that want to jump into it. You got people that want to jump into it. You got people that use these words, and they feel as if they created the word, right?
Nah, it one dude or few dudes out there did it, and then all these motherfucking dudes started doing it.
Right, but
the Grand Rising thing was probably maybe a subset of guys' thing, like that was their style. But then it became a fad, and they just Grand Rising is a red flag, y'all. Mm-hmm. Grand Rising is a red flag.
So somebody says Grand Rising, I ain't no biscuit.
Woo! Just take a deep breath.
Okay.
And lock your phone.
Why?
Don't respond.
Why?
No.
Why?
Cause ain't nothing but some bullshit finna follow.
Why?
Ain't nothing but some bullshit finna follow.
I ain't gonna lie. So what about dudes? Is that advice for dudes? Because this chick said to
don't
me,
"Don't use Grand Rising."
She said Grand Rising, and when she said that,
that's
I said, "Good
advice.
Morning."
Don't use Grand Rising.
All right, so
say
I think.
Say good morning.
So wait,
how you doing?
I think there's a reason why they say it. I think the reason why they say it is because when you say good morning, right, the word morning is also. Right, use in another
way. I saw that
way.
video.
I don't know about what video you're talking about. I'm just saying I think that that's the reason why they say it, because I do a lot of study, and you know me. So I believe that, you know, the double meaning of the word, or what they call the etymology of the word, means something else, and that's the reason why they want to use something else. And that's the reason why you shouldn't be so hard on people that say Grand Rising.
Are you saying
that they're the people that say Grand Rising, something is wrong with their head?
Me personally, if somebody texts me Grand Rising Queen, I'm not texting them. Or they inbox me and say Grand Rising Queen, you're not hearing that from me.
You ain't giving no reasons why though. You just say
it's just a thing.
Nope. We not doing no biscuits.
I'm not responding.
Ain't no Grand Biscuits.
Like, cause I got it. That shit enrages me. I just know some bullshit gonna fall on me.
All right, so let me ask you this question, since you so nitpicky, right? How much? Cause I mean, damn, nigga text you Grand Rise and you gonna be tight. But let me ask you this, right?
Cause it just comes off as like so unoriginal, like. Talk to me, like.
Oh, so you saying that because
yeah, it sounds so like cliche. Like it just sounds like you don't got nothing else to say, bro. You don't like you okay. Like that's the same way. I feel the same way about Grand Rising as I do with what you doing. That WYD? Question mark.
Okay.
Same mood. I'm not texting back.
What you doing? Is just asking. What are you doing?
But they say it so much. It's like they just ask because they ain't got nothing else better to fucking say to you.
Oh.
They want to talk to you, but they don't know what to say. So they say, what you doing? Don't
so
waste
you
my time like that.
What you doing? So I can
but
be
then
like,
they ask
oh, word, you going
me,
to the
okay.
store to buy some Fruit Loops? Who you buying the Fruit Loops for? That's why he asked you what you doing.
Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I have a list of things that just is turn-offs for me. Like,
okay.
When they say, what you doing? Grand Rising. How you sleep?
Oh, that's a thing too. How you sleep?
I just feel like dudes just constantly. And yeah. I'm saying this because not just because one dude said it, but no, this is something that
every dude said.
Mad dudes that be coming, like that be inboxing me or like that be texting me and stuff like that. That's what they be saying. Like, oh, what you doing? How you feeling?
How you sleep?
How you sleep? Did you eat? Don't got no plans on taking me nowhere to go get nothing to fucking
eat. Did you
eat
today?
But gonna ask me if I ate.
Right.
So if I say yes or no, what difference is it gonna
if
make?
If you say no,
don't ask me that shit.
He might be like, "Yo, you need to eat and keep yourself healthy. Just give you some health advice."
Man, they saying that they're asking you because they want to put forth the energy like, "Oh, I care," but they don't have nothing else to say, and some girls appreciate it. Some people appreciate it. Me, I feel like I'm a grown ass woman. If I, like, I could, like, what the fuck you ask me if I ate for? Like, I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm going to eat if I'm hungry. Like, don't ask me that unless you, like, I just feel like it's
don't place. Ask me.
Certain shit is just placeholders when you have nothing else to say. But you want to talk to the person?
Want
to
ask me if I eat. Ask but me you just want to hold shit. My place like a placeholder. That sounds like a Drake line. I don't know.
It's a conversation placeholder when they have nothing else to say.
Wow. Y'all learned something new today. I ain't gonna lie, we lit. We
that's my lit. Opinion. I'm not saying that that's it means something different to everybody. Some people take it as, oh, they're checking up on me, or they care. Mm-hmm. And if that's good, that's how yes, you interpret it, good for you. But for me, it's so just whatever. Like,
I think it depends on how long you've been with the person. Because if you've been with a person for years and the person texts you, what are you doing? They probably just want to know if you're washing clothes or you taking the dog out for a walk. I'm just saying.
Somebody I've been with for a minute, if we're texting, it's going to be about something like, the yo, bills. Did you pick up such and such? Or
right, what are
I'm
you?
I'm on my way
no,
home.
No,
did
no,
you
no,
pick
no,
up
no,
such
no,
and
no,
such?
No, no, no,
it's
no, 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 wait, 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 wait.
What?
What are you doing?
No,
because
it's
now,
what
because
doing.
Wait, hold on. Is what are you doing? Because they're going to ask you, what are you doing?
They don't give a fuck
and you're
what I'm doing.
Say,
they
hold on,
home
wait.
And find out what
no,
I'm doing.
No, you're going to say, I'm doing this. And they're going to say, no, can you pick up this?
No,
and
they're not.
That is the reason why they're,
no, they're
asking
not.
You.
No, they're not.
So you
no,
don't
he
get
not.
What I'm saying.
No, he not.
The person
he,
is trying to find
me.
Out what you're doing so they can ask you
no,
to do
not.
Something for them.
No,
that's
he
what
gonna,
people do when they
when
are
when he texts me, he
time.
Say, yo, I'm on my way. Did you pick up X, Y, or Z? Because we already talked about it. Like, yo, you know, such and such got to be picked up at such and such date or time or whatever. What you got going on that day? Oh, I got to work till this time. Okay, I get off at this time. Maybe I might get off early. Say, yo, did you pick up such and such today? No, I didn't. All right, I'm on my way home. I'm going to pick it up. That's what the text time.
What
but when
mean?
We get home, we talk. We don't. Like when we texting is for quick
no,
shit.
No, because that's the fad.
Why do we need to sit on the phone when we
just
talk to each other?
Hold on, but you just said something about not talking to dudes that use fads, fad words, fad words.
No,
right?
Fad phrases,
fad phrases,
questions,
right? But watch
you know?
This now. There's a fad phrase that happened some years ago where a chick was like, "Yo, I don't," and there's a big post on Facebook too and all them other websites that said, "I don't mess with dudes that ask what you doing."
Uh huh.
And if they ask what you doing, and then they put like a whole post that said, "If you can't pay this, my rent is this much. My this is this much. My this is that much." Or
I put up a post like that before too.
Okay.
Where I'm like, don't be texting me what you're doing. I got better shit to talk about than for you to just try to take. Okay.
So what do you
another
expect?
Thing,
so what? So what? So what? So what is
the
dude's
no. Because they will like. I feel like you're summoning my attention. Which is being spent on doing other things right now. You're summoning my attention to say what you're doing. I tell you what I'm doing. It's just like, I understand you want to talk to me, but what do you want to say? What do you want to say? Don't keep asking me what you're doing.
Because they don't
they
know.
They ask that shit too much. Every day, if you let them. That's why I stopped responding. Like, I am so tired of that.
Yo, I'm done. You on the red couch with Burn, and we sitting here with Darius. She over here smelling all good. Smelling like.
Thank you.
I don't know. What's that you wearing?
I'll show you.
Oh. Pull it out. She's wearing that chanflon chez fly.
I hope. Don't.
What? Can't see it on the camera.
I'll be discreet.
You already done took them out
see.
The bag.
I don't. Maybe. Did I carry it? Yes, I did. So. This is called Libre.
You have
by YSL, yeah, Saint Laurent.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That's
this shit smells
Young Thug in them.
Smells so good. Smell it.
Wait, this YSL, that's Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes, sir.
Why Young Thug ain't roll with them? Come on, man.
Libre.
Y'all bugging them. Yeah,
I bought a sample size from Nordstrom rack one Christmas, thinking like making it stocking stuffers. You know, so yeah, put it in as a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, it was lit.
It's tiny bottles. And that shit smells so good. I kept one for myself.
Yeah, nah,
I was supposed to give it to
you
somebody,
smells
but
good right
I kept
now.
That. I kept one for myself.
You smells good right now. I ain't gonna lie.
Thank you. But yes, that's...
So we was talking about online dating, right? We just talking about what you doing and all that stuff.
My
God,
dudes
be saying, but no, check this out.
Simple advice: talk to your ladies.
All right, so check this out, right? How much does texting?
Oh,
hold on, wait. Let me finish the question. How much does spelling the word correctly matter when texting someone that you're dating?
I don't want to date no dummy.
You don't want to date no dummy?
Because I feel like sometimes...
What if the dude spells wanna instead of want to? What if he spells wanna instead of want to?
Ebonic slang when you text it is fine.
Okay, what about there and all those words?
There and where.
Yeah.
If you don't know the difference by now, because the internet has shamed so many people for not knowing the difference, yeah, you still dumb.
But spell check changed a lot of things, man. I'm going to tell you why, because...
But I do appreciate a guy who, like, understands grammar and...
But spell check changed a lot of things, because after spell check hit, now people are not writing anymore. People are not writing things down on paper.
It don't matter, because spell check... Yo, it's like it's doing it for you.
So,
spell it might correct the spelling of the words you're using, but people be sounding stupid.
Right, but what I'm saying is
like
spell check.
Stupid.
Spell check corrects, but look.
Yeah, cause
listen to what I'm saying.
They spell the words correctly, but they still sound stupid.
But listen to what I'm saying. Spell check corrects the word for you all the time so much.
It could correct the spelling, but it can't correct your grammar.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. It corrects the word so much for you that you end up not spelling things correctly because you're not studying it.
You're like,
enough.
Fuck. Yeah, so you, that shit always turns into it. Duck. It like, you ever be mad at somebody and be like, fuck you with the shit, put a D and say duck you?
Nah.
No, that never happened. It happened to me a few times. Like fuck you, but the D, but the you spell check put the D instead of the damn
S. Put this
S.
show on Patreon because you exclusive. Yeah, that's it's crazy, man. But I think that a lot of women complain about men who spell things wrong.
I think they're just trying to say a lot of y'all is dumb.
That's crazy. Why are they doing that? That's
some
not
dudes
nice.
Like they really be dumb. Like I ain't gonna front. I have to stop talking to hood niggas because really, real shit is just like, all right, bro. Like you got pizzazz. You got personality, but you real life stupid, bro. Like, I question your reading level. Like that shit is disturbing. Like, and they be the main ones trying to have babies with people. Like, nah, my nigga, you cannot read. I'm not having a kid with you.
So, because I know a lot of women grow with dudes from the hood, and they grow with them, and the dude from the hood changes and he becomes something else, and then
they
tell
might become
success
more responsible
story.
That don't mean that they improve their reading or their grammar or their
right, but then they improve their life without being able to know how to read too much.
Yeah, that works.
They say
too.
Floyd
Mayweather
doesn't know how to
yeah, if
read.
You have a skill, but no funny shit, like God forgive me, but I have witnessed relationships with even older people, like people that's right now touching 50. Where they man cannot fucking read. They man cannot read. Like,
how though? How can you not read?
They pass they shorty they mail to read.
Or it might be because
or they,
was
or they get
up
mad
or
at you, no, know, no. Sometimes it's not about locked up. It's because back in the days you could dead ass still get a job without having a high school diploma. If you could get on a job and get enough years in and put some work in and like you was good.
Oh,
you didn't have to
saying.
Finish high school like how now today they got all these fucking minimum requirements.
They have right. I was about to say
like
they,
if you
they
could
recertify
get a, if you had the job. Age, you could get on. Especially like civil service jobs, you could get on. Like but now they gotta have minimum.
So you saying that they gotta take a lot of tests?
No, they gotta take tests. They just gotta be available.
Oh.
They gotta be willing to work and available. Like so but besides, but the point I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying you gotta be, like, a perfect, when you're texting me, you gotta, everything gotta be spelled. I'm not gonna judge you, because I spell shit wrong on text. Mm-hmm. I use acronyms. Mm-hmm. I use Ebonics. However, like I said, don't be so dumb to the point where I question your reading level. Like,
mm-hmm.
like niggas be trying to argue with you and just sound stupid, like really, like, or they get mad at you mm-hmm. because they don't understand what you're talking about, and so they just, and then you could tell. So people that got limited vocabulary, I think they use a lot more.
I think that does happen, but I also think that a lot of women, y'all exaggerate things to get
some
mad
women
at.
Can't talk either. There's some girls that like a girl. I got some homegirls that I'm not texting you, sis. I'm sorry because.
You can't spell, right? Like, she said they be stupid.
They
like.
Be using like the popular words like period, poo. Like you don't have a vocabulary outside of Facebook.
Oh, so you trying to say there's a lot of women out there that
not a lot, but I'm just saying there are people out there that just their vocabulary is limited to like.
And you know the crazy thing about it is that when I go down my Facebook timeline or my social media timeline, it looks as if. It's only men that are like this. But now you're saying that there's a lot of women
too.
That don't have the vocabulary.
I don't think vocabulary is unique. Better or worse vocabulary is
for
unique
men
to
women.
Gender. You know, right. That's a socioeconomic thing.
You know what it is? Because we don't really, a lot of dudes don't really talk about that on social media too much. Because then
what
it comes,
well,
hold on,
wait. On my Facebook, what
they
I see
do,
from them.
But what I'm saying is, it comes up as woman bashing when you're.
Because they start, most of their
that.
Statuses, the women bashing statuses usually start with bitches be. And then the rest.
So if you start your status
insert.
Off with bitches be, you're a woman basher.
Yeah, bro, that's aggressive. You start the status with bitches be wildin'.
Yo, if you
you didn't even put a lot on it, but you just said bitches be wildin'.
If you're a little
you
bit,
made it plural. Like now you didn't say my bitch is wildin'. You saying bitches be wildin'.
Then that's what
like,
you know.
Like nigga, you just took what your bitch did and blamed all us, you know, all
everybody
for it, and it just yeah.
Let me ask you a question, and this is a question that all the dudes in the world want to know. But we already know, but we still want to know on camera, right? Do y'all know every time when y'all walk past and a dude is looking at your booty, do y'all know that he's looking
yes,
at your booty all the time?
Yes, we do.
I think that y'all think you be looking at
I
your ass and we don't
really
be looking at that
today
shit.
Had me weak.
What happened?
Yo, this dude did did I send that shit to anybody?
Let me tell you.
This dude took a video of a girl walking and put the fucking sound effects. When the niggas turned their head, he put the neck cracking sound effects. Old men, young men, old men, most men, they're looking at your ass when you walking. Like, they looking. That's why you gotta make sure your shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, but you know what's crazy? You know what we do notice?
What?
When y'all walk past and we look at that ass.
I know.
Let me say what I'm saying. What we do notice is that when y'all walk past and we look at that ass and y'all start fixing y'all shit because y'all know we looking, so y'all want the ass to look round enough so that when we look at it, it looks round enough for us to look at. Think I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you make us self-conscious because you're looking at us. Like,
right.
You got to make sure, like, if you're looking and shit, you're not judging
right,
us.
But
you're not talking shit in your head about
then,
us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But then if I try to holler, then what?
Fuck that. You already... First of all, if a dude's looking at my ass, yes, I'm going to get nervous because he's studying my shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm self-conscious. Like, because everybody has their...
Let me ask you a question. Does it matter if he waits until you walk past to look at that ass?
Okay, if he try to holler at me after, I'm not paying him no mind. But if before I walk to him, he trying to holler, and then he see the ass, and he like, yo, and he start really trying to run
but
down
that's
hard,
crazy
I might give
why.
You some attention.
But that's crazy. You guess why?
Because it's like, you not just, like, if you just look at somebody's ass after you saw the front
crazy.
Of them, all of that.
Let me tell
you
why. You
chasing ass.
No, because
you're
it's just an illusion.
Me?
You sitting here and you looking at it from the front and it's looking wide and all outside and you like, damn, that shit looking crazy.
But
when
you
turn around,
you
like, whoa.
But when I was walking towards you and you saw me, right? You could have, like, dudes be doing that though. Some dudes do that. There's you walking, they be like, oh, she pretty. And then when you walk past and they see your ass, they be like, oh, not shorty. Because
some girls be having a pamper butt.
Come.
Some girls be having a pamper butt.
Oh, they want to make sure everything.
Right. So you got to wait till she walk past so that you can see that ass. That's what you got
to
do.
But if you got to see the ass to make a decision, I'm like...
Another question I got for the young ladies is, why do y'all hide y'all stomach? Ooh, I am so annoyed with you hiding your stomach in every single picture.
Me? And I do that? I don't have my stomach.
I don't know. You don't even take pictures like that.
I don't, but I don't have my picture, my stomach in.
No, but I'm just saying though, like, even women that don't really have a little belly, they still do this.
Because
they
put their hand right here. The pressure is getting worse up. With all the plastic surgery.
There's no plastic surgery happening right now. Sorry.
Flat belly movement.
Plastic surgery is over. The movement, plastic surgery movement is over, buddy. Nobody's doing BBLs like that anymore.
But they're still doing liposuction, aren't they?
Yeah, but nobody, but where they putting the fat?
Like, they got in their ass or they just throwing it out. But people, like, also you got the fitness. You got the gym rats making you look bad and shit.
So you gotta cover your shit up.
Yeah, maybe.
And social media does that.
I don't really cover
You don't
up
need
my
to
stomach.
Do that. But what I'm saying is a lot of women gotta understand that we don't care. Be yourself. We like you when you wearing sweats.
Some do.
And a do-rag. You on the red couch with Bird and you sitting here with Darius, and you know, one of the things that I recently did, I went and got my DNA test done by Ancestry. Everybody told me don't do that.
Oh, you did Ancestry. Okay,
yeah,
I
don't
thought
do
you
that.
Were going to say something else. Okay, go ahead.
Yo, I went and got my Ancestry DNA test done, and they said I'm 28% Nigerian.
Oh, for real?
Yes, I am 28% Nigerian, and now I am going to talk like this, so that way the people can know that I am with them too.
Mm-hmm. What else they say you was?
20-something%, 25%, 27% Mali or something like that.
Mali?
Yeah, my whole joint looking African, crazy.
That's nice.
But it was like 5% Norway and another 5% Wales.
Norway?
Yeah, Wales or some shit.
Wales?
Yeah. We all got white in us.
White?
You
I am
got
not
some white in
white.
You.
Don't
you do have some white in you. You're light skin.
Someone down that don't mean that. Just because people are light skin doesn't mean I have white in my.
First of all, anybody, any African American, most likely
Mulattoes,
has some white in them.
They were raped.
All
first
right,
of all,
there you go. That's what I'm trying to tell
but
you.
But no, my ancestors are not from America. Mm-hmm. My mother was the first generation born in America. Mm-hmm. My grandmother.
So North Carolina and South Carolina, one of them states. What?
No, my grandparents came from Panama. Well, my maternal grandparents
came
from Panama in like the 1950s, 60s, or whatever. They moved over here with their family, and then they had my mother, my aunts, and them. My father, parents, his mother came here in the 1960s. 60s, I think.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I
and
just got
my. They came here from Guyana.
Okay.
So none of my family, like, is. I am. Like, my father wasn't even born here. My mother was the only one born
here.
Yeah,
my whole family. When I was looking at my joint, it said that they was part of the early North Carolina Americans. So we gotta look that up.
Nah, my family's
something
not
like
from
the
North Carolina.
Or something, the Palladium.
My family, my mother's side of the family is from Queens. My father's side of the family is also, I think, from Queens.
That's dope. Y'all from Queens.
Yeah, his mother moved here.
Well, I can't wait to see what that DNA test is going to reveal. Okay, I'm about to hit some
of
these people.
I heard Ethiopian. I've heard, so Panamanian. Panama, Guyana, Ethiopian.
My joint looking straight African though. I was loving it because I was like, damn, that's why I'm so talented in so many different ways, because I'm part of the originals.
The aboriginals.